Welcome back to the Big Bad Morning Show. It's me and Jerry riding without Rob today. He's got the day off. Actually, I have Jerry Squared in studio today.
No, now the real Coleman is in. Ed Norris, a phony.
Before we get to the the questions of this segment, I just want to mention, we have the 10-year fanniversary. The fan's 10 years old. I remember being sent to New York on Amtrak. It was told before anybody knew we were going to flip formats, and would I stay and do mornings? And I agreed, obviously. Now it's 10 years later. So we're going to have a big party March 23rd at the Winslow, 333 West Austin Street, right from Raven Stadium. Plenty of parking. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're all going to be there. Everybody you hear in the air, producers of shows, been on the air, local athletes, both Ravens, Orioles. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really pinky in the air because we got mounds of wings, a river of mac and cheese, beer.
Well, let's be honest, Ed. I mean, the fan didn't start until Jerry Coleman came on the airwaves. That's when the fan really started.
They're not going
to
let
10 years ago.
They're not going to let this imposter in, are they, Ed?
Imposter? Look at yourself. I'm Jerry Coleman.
You are to broadcasting what Nathan Peterman is to quarterbacking.
Have you seen my radio resume?
Learn the language, you hack. I mean, I've been doing this a very, very long time, as a lot of people know.
Nobody care how long you've been covering the league.
Longer than you, Peterman.
Before we start, though, before we get into the sports, what's wrong with both of you? I mean, it's the holiday season. Christmas is Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Jew.
Christmas is, it's not even arguably, it is the worst holiday of the year. Everyone's happy, everyone's feeling good. I had fun once, it was terrible. And Christmas, that's just everyone cheery and being happy. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I'd rather have 8 days of misery than 12 days, and that's why I celebrate Hanukkah.
I had fun once. Anyway, I want to talk about some of your favorite athletes. What do you think about Cam Newton sitting out the final two games of the Panthers season?
Oh, crybaby Cam. That's what I call him.
He's a quitter.
He is a quitter. They're 6-8, and Cam, oh, my shoulder hurts. He's just sitting out, quitting on his team. When the going gets tough, Cam Newton gets going.
He is. He is a baby. I'll tell you, they lose 6 in a row, and this guy quits on his team despite that corny wardrobe he wears, like you do.
Like you.
What a desperate plea for attention.
Exactly.
Not his outfit. Your attempt for sports talk
radio. And he doesn't want to puff out his chest when they're losing. He's all talking and hitting, what is it called? The dab? Is that what they call it?
Dap.
The dap. I mean, come on. He ain't dancing now.
Almost as unwatchable as looking at you.
Oh, please. You're a hack.
No, you're a hack. And so is LeBron James.
What a phony LeBron James. Now he's crying out saying he needs Anthony Davis. He already says he needs Kawhi Leonard. Why don't we just give him the Western All-Star team? Maybe then he could win a championship.
How about LaFraud? LeChoke. How about LaFraud on stage there with that pep talk that he made sure was all mic'd up to his kid?
Well, it's all about him. It's all about him. Everything he does, he has to broadcast. Even when he did that thing with a school, he made sure everyone knew about it. It's always got to be about LeBron.
It's like you. It's a bad Warner Brothers production.
Warner Brothers.
Go kiss your LeBron bobblehead, will you? I mean, that was so scripted, it was sickening watching that.
Exactly, and now he's already resigned that he won't even make it to the finals to lose, which he's only done the last 8 years.
And let me tell you something. I'll tell you what is legit. That poster block in his mug by someone named Jarrett Allen. That was real. How did you like that leather, LeBron?
Leather.
Man. Hey, what about that? No, the Colemans are not big ice hockey fans. But I'm sure you watched last night's Penguins-Caps game.
Joke.
I didn't watch that garbage.
Did you see?
Well, Ed, it's hard to win when you have two hands wrapped around your neck
They won the Stanley Cup last year.
Oh, please.
That was a fluke. That was a big fluke.
What do you think of fighting? You see Jamie Oleksiak get laid out by Tom Wilson in the first period. I mean, just laid him prone on the ice. You in favor of that?
Well, am I in favor? Well, the Caps, they ended up losing the game. They lost,
they did.
They're losers. So they have to fight to try to win something out of the game, knock someone out. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't know what this clown's about, but put him in the penalty box, will you? For 8 minutes, not two.
He should be suspended for forever. And that this, Tom Wilson
and this
hack.
Philip Rivers love fest. It makes me nauseous listening to
this.
This guy sounds smart. What an Einstein he is. He's got, what, 9 kids?
Yeah, every other week his wife's popping out another kid. I don't even know how it works.
You want me to explain it to you?
Yes.
I'll tell you off air.
Oh.
Have
a man and a woman.
First.
Oh. Yeah. Well, trust me, I have plenty of that.
That takes you out of contention
really?
Immediately.
How much do they charge?
Well, I like to pay them an Outback gift card, so I don't pay any cash at Norris. I just win ladies with my charm because I'm Jerry Coleman.
No, you're as dumb as Philip Rivers, who doesn't own a condo in L.A. He instead decides to commute every day from San Diego.
Well, let's be honest,
LA.
You dunce. Do you think a condo can house 9 children?
Buy a mansion for
you
your
loser.
Flock, you fool.
Loser. You don't even know what kids look like. You probably never even interacted with one.
At least I can have them.
I'm Jerry Coleman.
I ran into a woman in town who made a comment. You just said, did you get all the women you want? She said your personality could be used with birth control.
My personality?
I'm just saying.
That's
don't kill the messenger.
You know that I'm at least the 4th best host on the Big Bad Morning Show, Ed Norris. I'm a top 4 host on here. Not everyone can say that.
All right, go back to your corners.
Is he done?
We're all done.
Is he done? No, no. This is the one segment I've been on this show. I'm the Big Bad Morning Show. I'm the draw.
You are.
It should be the Jerry Coleman Show with Ed Norris and Rob Long.
You're a pro hack and button pusher. Stay in your lane.